Now, boys and girls, for the sake of time, I want you to turn with me this morning for a moment or two to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. I want to follow on really from last Sunday morning when we thought about the letter P, and today we come to the letter Q. When I went to Sunday school, my Sunday school teacher was called Hugh, and I always called him Q. And he didn't like that, and then he explained to me one day he was actually Hugh and not Q. But we're coming today to the letter Q. And I want to read to you just a couple of verses to follow on from where we were last Sunday morning. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 and 14. Here's what it says. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong, let all your things be done with love. Now, I remember last Sunday morning, the letter P, I reminded you of the need every day as we go out to battle, and it is a battlefield that we're engaged in, as we go out to battle, it's important that we put on the whole armor of God. We need to use the resources that God has given to us so that we can effectively stand up against the enemy. And this verse today, these two verses in fact, here's what it says in another translation. It says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong, let all that you do be done with love. Aye, if you were familiar with 1 Corinthians, you'd know that the Apostle Paul has been speaking to the church and he's been encouraging the church through many of the problems that they were facing. He was exposing the problems, he was seeking to give them answers, and then when he comes to the conclusion of this letter, he really gives to them five final commands. And here's what he says to them. He says, be alert, be firm, be mature, be strong, and be loving. And you know, boys and girls, in the battle that we face every day as Christians, and I know that many of you are young Christians and you're growing in your faith, you've already trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want that your lives would be lived for Him and lived well for His glory. So you think about those five commands and just you apply them to your heart every day when you put on the armor of God and allow God to help you through each day. Be alert. That's a military term, isn't it? Be alert. Be vigilant. Make sure that you understand the day in which you live. Make sure that you understand that the devil is not only busy, but he's going about as a roaring lion, the Bible says, seeking whom he may devour. And Paul says, be alert, be vigilant, be on your guard all of the time, and realize there's never a time in this battle when we can afford to take off the armor and just think that everything will be well. He says, be alert. He says, be firm. And he's speaking here in terms of your faith. Be strong, be firm as far as your faith is concerned. And don't allow the devil to rob you of the precious things pertaining to your faith that you already know. Very often, down through the years, I've had people who have come to me, not just children. In fact, most of them have been adults. And they've come to me and they've said, Pastor, you know, I was saved years and years and years ago as a child, and I've grown up to know the Savior and I love the Savior, but there are times when I lack assurance. There are times in my life when I know what I believe, but I'm not too sure that it's true. And it's the devil trying to undermine their faith. And Paul says, be firm. Those things that are precious to you, don't allow the devil to rob you of them. And the third thing he says is, be mature, be brave. Show the reality of your faith. Don't quit when the going gets tough. Some believers do that. They just give up. Sometimes they just feel there's no point in going on. They just get disheartened and they get discouraged and they turn around and say, well, is it really worth getting on with it? It's always worth getting up and going on.
Don't quit. Paul says, look, be brave about all of this. When it gets tough for you, get your eyes off the things that cause it to be tough, and you look unto Jesus, because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Be alert, be firm, be mature, be strong, be strong. Sometimes living as a Christian means that you have to have a bit of spiritual backbone. There are always the knockers. There are always the critics. There are always the people who, instead of wanting to get alongside to encourage you, they'll get alongside to discourage you. But you be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, is what the Bible says. And you just today put your hand in his by faith. And you just trust him and you walk with him and you allow the Lord to order all your ways. Be alert, be firm, be mature, be strong, and be loving. Because you see, in all of these commands that Paul gives in this letter to the Corinthian church, he finishes off with these words, let all things be done in love. You speak the truth in love. You live out your Christian life in a loving way. You see, in doing that, then you become Christ-like. Because that's how he dealt with others. Compassionately understanding all their faults, never making excuses for them, but understanding them and trying to reach out to lift them out of where they were. Without love, our words are empty as Christians. Without love, our actions are meaningless. Paul says, whatever you do, make sure it's done in the spirit of love. So boys and girls, P, put on the whole armor of God. Q, quit you like men. Be strong. Or watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong, and let all that you do be done with love. Sometimes it's difficult to stand. Sometimes it's difficult to be strong. Sometimes we're not as alert as we should be. But Paul says, keep these things in mind and put them into practice, and you and I will be the better for it in our Christian lives.